The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. This is take number two. We did attempt take number one, and I got sort of 3 minutes in, and Kingy unfortunately said that he was going to have to edit far too much of it out because I was going off track early.
Oh, off track. So basically what happened was that you got to the Tozer Road double, and instead of going right, you went left.
Yes, I did. And Kingy wasn't happy with my how would you describe it? With my line of questioning.
You were navy blue as opposed to the light blue.
Yes, and it's, it was very, very good navy blue stuff. But anyway, we're here to talk about the Cats. Kerr's Hire are supporters of the Cat Attack Podcast. Jason and Jared Kerr.
Jared.
They absolutely love the Cats. They love the podcast. They love dinner table talking-y. They love all that sort of stuff. They love just anything horizontal, all those sorts of things.
You know, those scissor lifts and stuff like that. Yep.
Yep. They love lunches with grandma.
What about the Cats?
Well, the Cats are just going, Kingy, and unfortunately they're only just going because they've got too many players out. I mean, it's you don't need to be Stephen Hawking to work out that you I think you suggest it's critical mass.
Yes.
That sounds a little bit sort of NASA sort of scientist for me, but they just got too many players out. And I said this, Kingy, I think if you run the tape on this, I said at the start of the year that their biggest problem was probably going to be, even with everybody in, was their midfield. Mm. And unfortunately, everybody's out of their midfield. And it's just not capable of being a frontline midfield in the AFL.
And Max Holmes is now out of that midfield as well.
That's an absolute killer. I mean, we spoke about this a little bit after the game on Saturday, that as good as he is, if you're asking Tommy Atkins to be a front banana...
Well, he's the most experienced bloke in that midfield at the moment.
Yeah, and he's a very good workhorse. He does a lot of the defensive stuff, and when you've got Guthrie and Dangerfield and, you know, even potentially Holmes and others in there, and he's the fourth wheel, that's absolutely his go, because he thrives on that. His defensive stuff's really good. He covers for players, you know, all those sorts of things that you need from a fourth and fifth banana. He does that brilliantly well. If you're asking him to be the first banana, it's not his go. He's not a creative type midfielder, and he's going to give you 100%. He was good. I think he had 9 tackles against Freo, who's their leading tackler, but he's just not capable. Blitzarves is the same, just not a playmaking midfielder. You know, big issues in the ruck. Segler, just not good enough. Just not up to it for mine.
Do you just go Blitzarves?
Well, you can't, because they don't have anyone else in the midfield. So Blitzarves has to play as a midfielder. So they're hamstrung there because, I wouldn't be against that if you had, you know, all the players playing in the midfield, but you don't. So you need Blitzarves then being a midfielder. But he's not a creative midfielder, Blitzarves. That's not a knock on him. That's just... He's the same. If he's the fourth wheel, he's a very, very good player. Not as your best two midfielders are Blitzarves and Atkins.
Mm.
That's not going to win you a whole lot of games in the AFL when you've got, particularly Freo didn't have any injuries. Tabiner was the only player, and with Amos and Tracy coming through, Tabiner's probably on a shirt, you know, on a pretty short leash there at Freo anyway.
Yep.
So they had no injuries, and Geelong just don't have the capability in the midfield to match. This week, no Kelly for GWS. He's out. HMAS Himmelberg won't be leaving the dock either. So
That doesn't hurt.
He is out. Nick Haynes is out.
Yeah, that's a massive out.
So for them, their defence is seriously undermanned. No Sam Taylor.
So it's all... Yeah, it's all... And Taylor's actually record against Geelong in recent years is
He's a very good player.
But he's been really good. We'd be talking about him as somebody completely different as if he was at a Victorian-based club.
Oh, he's a gun.
Yeah.
He's an absolute gun. He's not playing. Haynes is out. They're thin in defence.
So do we do the old Sydney theory that, you know, against the Swans a month ago, you just got to bang it inside 50 and...
Well, they've got to get the ball enough. That sounds great. But if you're not winning enough of the ball and the midfield's not putting pressure on, that's part of the problem, is that I think Geelong are quite young in the midfield, or they are young in the midfield. Their ability to work both ways isn't great. Offensively, they're okay. Defensively, I think they fall apart. And that puts pressure on the defence. It also means, you know, we say, oh, Hawkins and Cameron haven't been great the last few weeks. Well, they're not getting the same service. is why. Another thing, Kingy.
Although Cameron's missed some opportunities.
He has missed a few. That they're going to have to play really well this week, those two.
They're going to have to kick 10.
Cameron's going to have to work up the field quite a bit, I would have thought. Hawkins, probably Buckley gets Hawkins. Buckley's a good player. Probably never heard of him, but he is a good player. But he's about their only key defender. You know, obviously Phil Davis is not playing as well. So they're three of their four key defenders, three are out.
Yep.
Haynes, Taylor, and Davis. The other one there is obviously Buckley. So Cats have got to find a way to take advantage of that. But the best way to do that is if your midfield's on top. I just don't see Geelong's midfield being on top of the likes of Canelio, Whitfield. Who else you throw in there, Kingy? They've got Kelly out, obviously. Yeah, but Kelly. there are some good players there running through the midfield for
Canelio.
Yeah, I mentioned him.
I thought you said Kelly. I thought you said Kelly and Whitfield. So you got Whitfield, Tom Green.
Yeah, well, he's a gun. Yeah. He'll get it 38 times.
Brent Daniels is finding a bit of the footy at the moment.
Yes.
He's a good player.
Well, he's more of a half. Yeah, he can roam up the ground. It's going to be a really big test.
I'll tell you who's a good player. It's Finn Callahan.
Yes. He's a high draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, they're full of high draft picks.
Yeah.
It's probably they. But it's a massive game. With 5-5.
With the Dogs, Port Adelaide, and Melbourne, and Sydney by the end
away.
Of June. Yep.
Yeah, that's Geelong could. Yeah, I mean, if it goes pear shaped, Geelong could.
It could be 5-9.
Yeah, and potentially out of finals contention.
Yep.
So it's a big game. This one, they've got to find a way to win this at home. Get themselves to 6-5.
I would. Yeah, they've got. They've just got to win this week. If they don't win this week,
they'll be fighting to play finals.
Yep.
So that would be the case. And, I mean, the other thing too, Kingy, is they haven't beaten anybody. They've beaten Hawthorn West Coast, who are Port Arlington and Newcombe. They've beaten...
Beat the Bombers.
Well, the Bombers are maybe play finals, no certainties.
Beat the Swans.
They're somewhere from 8th to 10th. Yep. They beat the Swans, who are going to miss finals.
Yep.
Should have been beaten by North Melbourne, going horribly. And they beat Adelaide here at home, mm-hmm. who are going okay, no certainty to make finals.
Yep.
So you could obviously say Geelong has not... In the wash-up, they may not yet have beaten a team that's going to play in the finals.
Yep, correct. Yeah, Adelaide's so, and out of that, Adelaide's probably Essendon might sneak
in. Well, Adelaide might get in. Essendon and Adelaide might get in. They're not winning the premiership.
No.
Let's put it that way. They're 7th or 8th, maybe fluke a final win, probably get ousted in the first week at absolute best. And Hawthorn and West Coast are just, well, I mean, they're irrelevant at the moment, and especially West Coast. And Sydney are shadow of themselves. 3-6 should be... 4-5, they should be 3-6. Should have got beaten by North. Big game for them.
No, they're 4-6.
4-6.
Yeah, we've played 10.
Yes. So they should be 3-7.
Yep.
Yep. So, the Cats haven't beaten anybody. They've got too many injuries. Deconing back this week probably helps. The only thing, Kingy, do you... Up forward, they've got Hogan... Well, Himmelberg's out.
Yep.
So they really only probably have Hogan. And then they've got... I mean, Riccardi played last week.
Yep.
I mean, they've got
Cabman.
They've got Cabman, who's a first round pick. Oh, he was the first pick. It's an interesting one because obviously Radaglia. Deconing, is he a certainty to come back?
He's not a certainty, but they expect. So Deconing, Rowan, Henry.
Yep.
As in Ollie.
So no midfielders back.
No midfielders back.
And they lose Holmes.
And they lose Holmes.
So your midfield is going to be Blitzer, Atkins, Tanner Bruin.
Yep.
They're going to have to leave Parfitt in.
Yep.
Who just can't touch the ball. Who's that? Who else?
Well, I think Myers is going to have to spend a bit of time in the midfield.
You're in trouble. He's not a midfielder.
No, but he's probably going to have
to. I don't think he...
Well, yeah. Where else are you looking?
Well...
Tui?
Tui's probably going to have to go into the midfield.
Yeah. O'Connor?
Possibly, but again, not a playmaking player. I mean, at least Tui's a playmaker. O'Connor's... They've got Blitzer, Atkins. If you put O'Connor in there, there's three Dower... midfielders. They're not creative midfielders. Mm. Anyway, it's going to be, however they mix and match it, it's going to be a big ask this week to find a...
Neville will play some time in the midfield.
He's a kid.
Yep. Does Close need to spend a bit more time?
Well, they're going to have to do something creative. Just Close and Myers aren't really built to play in the midfield.
Can Close spend more time up the ground?
And they've got Isaac Smith, more of an outside player as well.
Can Close spend more time up the ground because you have behind him with... Ollie, this will be the first time I think you'll have Close, Ollie Henry, Rowan Stengel play together.
They're going to have to fashion something pretty creative. That's all I know.
Might be the second time. They haven't played a lot together, though.
It's going to be a really interesting watch for that because Cats are $1.13. You'd have to be like have had a frontal lobotomy to be even entertaining taking a bit of $1.13.
Gamble responsibly.
Yep. And the more you bet.
No.
And yep.
No.
Think of what you could be buying instead.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I know what.
Yes, shut up, Ben.
There's nothing wrong with a good Rex Hunt.
Yeah, right. Anyway, yeah, they just have to win. It's as simple as that. I know that's a very...
They've got to find a way.
Yeah.
And you'd be hoping... So, does De Koning go to... Hogan's actually been in good form. He's actually been good.
Kicking
for goal lets him down. So I'll say that, and he'll kick five straight this week. But he's actually been pretty good for the Giants this year. Does Radaglia or De Koning go to him?
Radaglia.
Well, I put De Koning on him simply because.
Well, who do you send to Cadman?
Well, Cadman, you get away with like a Jack Henry or a
Collar
or a Collar Jasny. I'd say. I mean, he's a first year player. I think if you're starting to put your best defender on bloody or your second defender on the kid who's played a handful of games, and you're probably in trouble. But I'd go with Radaglia on De Koning on Hogan. Theory being that De Koning's missed a little bit of footy, play a more defensive role and allow Radaglia to play a slightly more attacking role. That would be my theory there, because. De Koning's quite capable of playing that role because he's missed a bit of time. His form's been, he's been battered from pillar to post. Yep. Radaglia is in the swing of the year. He's playing quite well. Give him the give him the ability to maybe be an intercept player rather than the actual lock-on defender. Whether or not they do that, Collar Jasny probably goes to Cadman, or they have got O'Connor unless he goes into the midfield. You could even use Tom Stewart on a Cadman
and play off
and try and allow him just
because Cadman's not hurting. Like Cadman's only averaging five disposals a game.
Yeah, and he'll probably kick five this weekend. But
he's only kicked four for his career.
Stewart, maybe Stewart Smart's playing off a kid. If you can fashion that, might work for the Cats. Mm-hmm. So they've got options down back. They've got options down forward. It's in the guts where they're going to struggle. And how they mix and match that will be sort of fascinating because it's a pivotal game now. 5-5 to go 5-6, as we spoke about, it would be with the run they've got ahead. So Dangerfield will be back the following week.
Yeah, it looks like, just reading, this is the update the Cats provided. Bose, Dangerfield and Duncan, this is direct quote from Simon Lloyd. Jack Bowes, Pat Dangerfield, Mitch Duncan have all had minor soft tissue injuries, and Shannon Neal's had an ankle injury as well. So those four players are increasing their running loads. They're doing a lot more kicking. They've all got individual programs that they're working through, but they're all very close. The question will be, if they go 6-5, do they maybe say, well, we've got the week off after the Dogs. We just roll out what we've got against the Dogs and we give them an extra couple of weeks for Port Adelaide?
Not if you think they're right. Now, if you can find a way past the Dogs and the injection of a couple of players facilitates that, then you don't wait, knowing
they get a 12-day break off it.
If there's uncertainty about a player, yeah, for sure. But if you think a player's right to play, you don't wait that extra week. This is a pivotal part of the season. And, as good as the Dogs have been, they're not unbeatable. So I wouldn't certainly be, leaving two or three players out just because you think, another week, and then they don't play the following week and it gives them extra time. That wouldn't be... I wouldn't have thought that's on my radar. Once they're right to go, they're right to go.
No Reece Stanley, no Cam Guthrie. The quote is, Cam Guthrie has had issues with his big toe. That's taking a little while to settle. He'll increase his running loads over the coming weeks.
Yes.
Reece Stanley's an interesting one. They thought that'd only be a month. So he should be back by now, but that's actually, for whatever reason, has taken longer than expected.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think...
You don't mess around with that part of the body either.
Your eye socket? Mm. What part of the body do you mess around with?
Well, probably none, but... Yeah.
Would you like to...
Benny.
What?
I'm moving on, Benny.
What?
No, you're just going to be a disaster area. Right, do you want questions?
Do you know Reece Stanley? I don't know about this week, but up until even last week, he's unable to drive.
Yeah, right.
Let alone play footy.
Yeah.
So
he's a while away.
Yeah.
Questions?
Yeah, I got one.
No.
I asked you one earlier and take one and you said I wasn't allowed to ask
it. No, you're not. KFC Twitter, Matt Dorr, second team overall for points scored but 11th overall for points against. Why are we so easy to score against? Seems like we really struggle to defend the turnover. The turnover at high midfield obviously is not running both ways, and the turnover at high half forward is when they shallow entry back the other way.
Yeah. And they're not defending well enough, and they've got a lot of young players in there, and that's what happens, unfortunately. They don't have the capacity yet to work both ways. And I mean, even in saying that, somebody like a, you know, a Dustin Martin or a Dangerfield, or a, they've never probably been great at working both ways either, but you're really thin on the ground. You don't have that firepower going forward, and then the ball's getting rebounded. Even like there was a passage of play when the game on Saturday wasn't perhaps on the line, but there was only a couple of goals in it, and there was a quick kick out of defence for Freo, and there was John Segler's standing behind the ball. He was way too far off the play to have any sort of impact. So. And then there's a Freo player who marks the ball completely uncontested. He didn't have a player within about 10 metres of him, just outside 50. Turns around, runs, handballs over John Segler, who walks.
Yep.
It's, and even Mick Barlow pointed out a few efforts of his inability to spread.
Yep.
It's. You know, I'd be interested to see what they do this week. If, I mean, could they put, with De Koning back, could you have Radigalia as your second ruckman? Play blitz halves in the ruck, I don't know.
Wait and see.
It's not work. And the other thing too with Segler is that he doesn't mark the ball.
No.
He had two marks in the weekend.
Yeah, he's not.
And one of those was in the first minute, and then one mark for the rest of the game. He's offering you nothing offensively, and absolutely donuts going the other way.
Duke, should the Cats look at Matt Crouch from the Crows in a trade?
I saw that actually. My initial reaction to that would be you just go no.
Put some thought into it though.
Yeah, with how many injuries they've got in the midfield, it potentially. I mean, you wouldn't keep him long term. Hmm. Are they fully stocked for another crack at the flag this year? Yes. Are they got a lot of injuries in the midfield? Yes. Can Crouch come in and play a role? Yes. What sort of role can he play?
But
though?
He's not coming in this year.
Why?
He can't trade. You've got to be drafted. He's on a list.
Oh, for next year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought in the mid-season. No, they got rid of him? He hasn't played yet, has he?
Yeah, he played against Geelong. He was the starting sub.
Oh, the sub. Yeah, well, no, you're not getting him next year. No. I was thinking he was off the list.
No,
you're certainly not getting him next year. He's too slow.
Oh, you didn't call the Adelaide game, did you?
No, I didn't call the Essendon game.
Essendon game.
He only came on really late, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think that was his first game, first game for the year.
Yep.
I don't even know. Did you play against St Kilda?
No, I'm not sure. No. Trent Woodall, how can a team lose the uncontested count by 109, have less tackles, effort, so many missed tackles?
They're young players, probably. Ball movement. I mean, they allowed Freo to control the ball. I think they had 100-plus more uncontested possessions. They just allowed Freo to control the ball, and then when they wanted to go quick, you know, at times from general play, Geelong were out of position defensively, and it put pressure on the defence, which you can't blame. Mm. I mean, that's what we need to see this week to allow Cameron and Hawkins to do their thing, that quick ball movement that puts the defence on the back foot, which in Geelong's defence for the last 2 weeks has been on the back foot because the ball is being controlled by the opposition. And I mean, we spoke to Tommy Atkins after the game, and he said that he was well aware that they were just controlling the ball. I don't know how you. I mean, you man up on that, I suppose. But breaking tackles. Oh, I don't know about breaking tackles. They're just. I think the effort's been there the last 2 weeks. I don't think you could ever question that. It's just a little bit of polish. It's a little bit of
experience.
Yeah, and that kills you when you got hard enough to win with two or three players out, let alone seven or eight.
Paul Marinelli, I slept fine on Saturday night after the Cats lost to Freo because Richmond lost on the last kick of the game.
Yeah, well, it ended, old Dimmer had seen enough.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Did that surprise you?
It did a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, it did a little bit.
When that started leaking
sure
through on Monday night.
Sure, it surprised Tim Taranto and Jacob Hopper.
Yeah.
They've made a horrible decision. Because whoever comes in now is going to have a decision with Richmond. Well, how they, what they do. I think they've got too many holes to probably top up again.
Yep.
So do you go backwards to go forward? They're probably, mind you, we said that about Geelong too when they came out and won the premiership. But just on face value, they've got a lot of older players there. You know, Rewalt, Tom Lynch is not getting younger, albeit still, you know, in his prime. How does Dusty go? Does Dusty, you know, without the lure of finals and premierships, Dusty probably does his interest levels drop off a little bit?
Does he start looking elsewhere?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I mean,
or does he just pull
Tim Tirano and Jacob Hopper and looking at each other, thinking, I think we may have potentially pulled the wrong rein here.
Dave Twist, I understand we want to win, but we need to calm the farm a bit. Only the Eagles have more outs, and they got beat by the Hawks by 100+. Sydney's got injuries and almost lost to North. Injuries have taken their toll. It will be hard, but no one will want to play a healthy Cats in September.
No, I agree with that. I certainly agree. If you look, I think we've spoken about that. Yeah, you got to be there first, and I think we spoke about it last week, Kingy, did we? That if Geelong could, you know, find a way into the finals, well, hopefully they can, and then have got a month to 6 weeks with a full group. I don't think you can expect a group to come in with this many injuries and suddenly just click in one game.
No.
They're going to need a month. If they can get a month to six prior to the finals, yeah, I agree. You wouldn't want to be playing Geelong in September. I think they'd be an absolute wild card. They'd be capable of winning it from outside the top four, which at this stage you would have to think it's going to be a stretch for them to make top four. So it's something that they're going to have to sort of, a challenge they're going to have to sort of take on mentally. That, but I think they are one team that could do it if they get all their players back. But once you start using the word "if" in your sentences in terms of your team for your finals, that's probably when you're starting to waver. But I 100% agree with that.
Medicus, do you think that the type of performances Cat fans have seen this season, particularly the last two games, are what we can expect once our senior players retire en masse? There'll be an inconsistency eventually.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably accurate. Yeah, I think there is. And, you know, what I do like, though, is that there is, you know, there is something there for the future all over the ground. The area of, well, I mean, you're looking at it, so I'm thinking Shannon Neal up forward. I mean, I know we haven't seen him, but you're thinking in the midfield you've got Holmes, Tanner Bruin. Sorry, I throw Henry up forward as well.
Yep.
And then you've got in the midfield you've got Tanner Bruin, Max Holmes, Clark.
Yeah, Nevitt.
Nevitt. For young players,
yep,
who are very young. You look down back, they've got to find a way to re-sign Radigalea. It's gone from being can't get a game to being an absolute priority signing.
Would he be sitting top three in Geelong's best and fairest right now?
Yeah, I think he'd be top three. Wouldn't be far away.
Cameron,
in the mix.
Cameron would be one. One?
Yeah. I think Ryan Myers would be up there.
Yep.
He's been consistent.
And I suspect Radigalea.
Yeah, Radigalea wouldn't be far away, which the Cats
would be in the top five.
Hating because his price goes up. Top three in the BNF.
I think we might next Saturday night. That next week is the halfway mark of the season. We'll probably do a little bit of a Kaji Greaves crystal ball projection going into the Bulldogs game.
So and then I'm just thinking there out loud, continuing on that theme. Radigalea got to re-sign and De Koning. So De Koning got 22.
22. Yeah.
Radigalea 24. If they keep those two, you've got
Radigalea's 25 now, I think.
Just turned. He must have just turned.
Yeah, I think so.
So you got two relatively young defenders, key defenders, who you can build off. Now, they're going to have to find, you know, Stewart and Buse, Jack Henry have still got some miles on the clock. Tui and Duncan probably less, obviously.
Sorry, he was 24 and 306 days, or 305 days. So he's a couple of months away from 25.
Yeah, so he's still 24. So
yeah, but by the time he starts next year.
So what I'm saying there is pillars, maybe for want of a better word, in place forward, back and midfield for the future. But and then you're gonna have to build on that. But you're right though, how they've been over the last 2 weeks is possibly how they will be once these players leave for a period of time. But you never know what happens in free agency, what happens in the draft, and the, you know, those sorts of things. I mean, it's interesting that. Do you think it's a little bit interesting, Kingy, that Carlton gave Pitney a 4-year deal?
Yeah, I think it's caught everybody by surprise, hasn't it?
So does that put, I mean, do you think Geelong are interested in Tom De Koning as a ruckman?
Yes.
Well, they'd have to be. I mean, yep. They're ruckman a short term.
Yep.
So you would.
Well, even Blitzarves is at the back end of his career.
Correct. So you would have thought Geelong wouldn't be doing their, you know, they'd be doing a disservice to their members if they weren't at least investigating, given that his brother plays for the Cats.
And he's playing in the VFL at the moment. And he's an opponent for the role.
And they've just re-signed a more veteran ruckman to a 4-year deal.
Yep.
They've got forwards in place in Curno and Mackay.
Do you reckon we could do a package deal?
He's not getting a game there. So if, you know, you get a De Koning in, I mean, I don't know, is he into his surfing? Because his brother is.
Not sure.
Sam is.
Yep.
So he loves it.
But they love it down here at Torquay. They've been coming down here for years.
Right. So, well, they got a leg up there.
Yep.
With Mackie and Sam DeConing at the VFL game, watching.
They were.
Yeah.
I did see them on. You saw them on the Vision as well, did you?
No, I didn't see them on the Vision.
No, they were on there. They actually panned to the crowd.
And a bit of panning, was there? Yeah, there was pan down, was it, Borgestal? Pan down.
Move on, Benny. No. Move on.
No.
Can we go to big footy questions, please? This is from Howl. Oh, hang on. I had one more actually off the Twitter. This is from Medicus.
Can you got a question?
Oh, no. Hang on. I've asked that. Howl of 41. I believe it was from the Book of Job, chapter 19, verse 28. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Clearly, Job here is talking about the Cats midfield. Unfortunately, the missing combination of Stanley, Dangerfield and Guthrie is three of the best four in the middle in time. A starting four of Conway, Holmes, Bruin and Clark, along with Nevitt, might be a pretty good midfield combination. But at the minute, we are struggling. We just have to find a way past the Giants. Hopefully, a couple more players returning. Rowan, Bowes, SDK, unsure. Well, Rowan and DeConing are a chance. Bowes, no. Giants look to have injuries to Himmelberg and Nick Haynes, but again, the midfield's concerned. Tom Green, will we expect Kelly not to play? Whitfield, Cornelio.
Kelly's out.
Yep.
100%.
What's he done?
4 weeks, I think, hamstring.
Right. Need a big lift in the midfield. Having said this, Jeremy Cameron has kicked 1-4 in the last 2 weeks, so expecting a big game from him. If our mids can pressure the Giants going forward, at least give the defenders a chance. Conversely, you'd hope 40 to 45 inside 50 should give us a shot at kicking a score. Either way, you just got to find a way to get the 4 points this week.
Was that written and authorised by?
Howl of 41.
I agree with all that. Just got to find a way. But last 2 weeks, they haven't been able to find a way against, I mean, let's face it, Richmond got beaten by Essendon. That Richmond form isn't great.
No.
The Cats were 4 goals adrift of them. And they tried hard against Freo and they were 6 goals adrift. So they've tried hard the last 2 weeks and come up short. This back to GMHBA helps, certainly helps. So
still 7 games at GMHBA.
Yeah, that's the get the players back, hold the fort, win, like you said, Kingy, win this week. Even if they then were to lose 3 on the dangle, what would they be? They'd be 6-6-8.
If they can get, if they can turn better than, so well, not turn, if they can hit that last, the newly fixtured bit, so with 8 to go at 8-7 would be a good result, I reckon.
Mm.
If they go 3-2 over the next 5.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to just, yeah, I agree with that. They just got to, I mean, we're looking ahead. They won't be. They'll be looking forward to Saturday. And
you can't tell me, though, that they don't do those calculations in their head, players and coaches. Like, they say they're only looking at this week, but they know what's coming, and they sort of will be going, okay, well, we think this and we think that.
Possibly. You'd hope the players aren't. I mean, they'd just be looking forward to this week and trying to get a win. I don't think they're thinking in 3 weeks' time, geez, we've got to play Melbourne down here, or we've got to play Port Adelaide away, or Sydney. And but they do. What was that stat on the GMHBA games?
They've still got 7 to play.
Seven to play.
Yep.
Including, is it like 5 of the last 7 or something?
5 of the last 8.
5 of the last 8.
Yeah, because they've got to go to Brisbane. And
yeah, that
trip to Brisbane.
You're nearly Collingwood
at,
for a loss.
Collingwood at the MCG, St Kilda at Marvel.
Oh, God. Oh.
Cat to the future. Couldn't help but feel that a recurring theme.
In the words of Takashi. Do you remember when he did that?
No. Our losses has been opposition score launches from turnovers in our front half. Does this mean the player we are missing most is the mighty Gary Rowan?
Well, last week it was interesting, Kingy, that the midfield was down. Obviously, we've spoken about that. But Close and Myers played poorly. Myers had his worst game of the year. He's actually been good but played poorly. And Close was poor. And Stengel was okay, but he certainly hasn't hit the heights that... it was his first game back as well, but he hasn't hit the heights of last year. So the three, they're very important players, those three. And two were down, one was okay. That hurts, particularly when your midfield's not firing. So, and they're the ones that put the pressure on too when the ball's coming out of that back half a little bit. They weren't doing that, so they've got to get back to that on Saturday. Conditions are probably likely to be pretty average. Okay. Is the weather forecast for just a typical crap day?
Nah, partly cloudy.
Oh, partly?
Yeah, not...
as opposed to what?
What?
Fully cloudy.
Yeah. Rain is minimal, or showers are minimal at this stage for Saturday. That midfield rotation is definitely missing a 25-year-old elite player. Who do you think would be a good fit?
Who do I think?
Yep.
In the midfield?
Yep, for Geelong.
From another team?
Yep. 25-year-old. Someone in their mid-20s.
Oh, you know, let's just get you know, maybe we might be able to get, who do you think?
I'd like a late Luke Davies Uniac.
Yeah, man, this is still rubbish. It was pie in the sky. I mean, I'd like to sort of spend a night with a double-jointed supermodel too, but that's sort of very unlikely to happen, isn't it?
I'd like John Newcomb.
What?
John Newcomb from...
John's son? Is he related to John?
No,
he's not. Is so.
No.
He is. That's why he wears that headband. No, you go more top shelf than John Newcomb. Whoever we get, Kingy, we just need somebody who is has some... What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing
at you. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Because I just
You're
don't...
giving me some sort of rise if, you know... You know, look across the bar, lamb chop style.
Where are you going?
Did you produce that for the...
No, Ben, let's move on. Daz Broncos, pretty. As I once heard Rex Hunt say, it could be raining bikini-clad women and I'd get washed down the drain with a truckie. Pretty much sums our injury assessments at this time. Some fairly unique and obtuse ones thus far this year, and the much-vaunted depth we thought we had has been very heavily tested. Is it too much to expect to get players and then reel off another 16 wins? So what's our realistic target from here? 10 more wins gives us 15. Seems a lot to make. Not to win seems a lot to make the next 10 of 14. Coaching soft cap, given Dimmer's speedy exit and the stress and strain of it all, your thoughts on the GFC soft cap situation and the GFC as much a coaching destination as it is one for the players? Not looking to replace anyone, just curious as to how sought after it is. Have a great call this week. Soft cap stuff, the clubs want more money. They don't have enough money. The assistant coaches are underworked, overworked and underpaid. For the most part.
Join the rest of the world.
Well, yeah. Geelong aren't winning 10 of the next 14, Daz. I think 13 wins. If they could win 8 of the next 14 would be a good result. Let's say they win 5 of the 7 at home, knowing that Melbourne's coming here. Probably 6. Melbourne's coming here. Bombers come back here. I'd be intrigued to see where Essendon
are beat. Surely they'd be looking to beat Essendon.
Well, you hope.
Here. Yeah.
I would think if Geelong got to 13 wins, that would be a good result. But then that hopefully would get Geelong a final, maybe fifth or sixth, and a final in Melbourne first week rather than potentially where you're travelling to at the moment. So Port Adelaide are going to play finals, Brisbane are going to play finals, but at this stage they're probably finishing top four.
Yeah, but I mean, we
you don't want to be put this way.
We're putting the horse before the
cart. I'm just doing some sort of
spitballing,
crystal ball gazing.
Have you ever done much of that, Kingy, in the past?
No, Ben.
Hey?
Come on, Ben. Focus.
I am.
You're not very focused. What do you think Geelong would legitimately finish at?
Oh, look, I'll also provide the Tats Lotto numbers for Saturday night, if you like. 5 and 5. Do you know number 17 rarely comes out in Tats Lotto?
Really?
No, for some reason. Anyway, it's a mystery. It's an absolute mystery. I've put in some complaints because I always seem to have it on my ticket and it never comes up. Do you know what they've said to me?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing. It's no response if you complain about the numbers that come up. It's it should be a complaints line.
No.
But that's Lotto. 5 and 5. Oh.
8 of your last 13.
Yeah, I think that's probably realistic, Kingy.
Yeah, Daz's got 14. There's only 13 to go. 23. Benny, do you know there's an extra 20, home
run? I didn't until I got asked, and then I said there's only 22 rounds. But because we had like gather round.
We did.
Didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
See you Saturday.
What time are we on?
3 o'clock. Sean Higgins is back.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
This week?
Yep.
Who have we got on?
Dave Matthews is going to join us.
Yeah, other than that from the Cats. Oh, Duncan.
Mitch Duncan is going to have a chat to us. See you, Ben.
Rightio.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.